This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 21. Peace. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Can we even imagine the disciples' state of mind? Many of Jesus' followers had scattered, and his closest disciples were hiding behind closed doors in fear of the religious authorities. Their rabbi had been crucified. They had believed in him as the Messiah, their promised deliverer. Had it all been too good to be true? Sure, they had heard Mary's message that Jesus had risen. Peter and John had run to see the now empty tomb, but that wasn't the same as seeing Jesus alive. Was Mary mistaken? Had she imagined seeing Jesus in the garden? Had others taken the body? Good news can seem so unbelievable. Crucified and buried men don't walk out of graves. Were they being asked to believe the impossible? Jesus didn't keep his disciples waiting long. That evening, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." He stood and he spoke. He showed them his wounds. He greeted them with a familiar blessing. Jesus gave them the peace and presence they had been missing. And they were overjoyed. Things had not been the way they were supposed to be, but now they were. Today we too celebrate that God is with us. Christ has risen. He is alive, and he lives in us. Hallelujah. Peace is possible. With whom can you share this good news today? Pray with me. Resurrected Savior, as we rejoice in your victory over death, please inspire us to share the good news of peace and new life with God forevermore. In your powerful name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.